May 15, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Admonished and encouraged. Opening prayer. Holy Spirit, please show me what I am to learn from this difficult passage in Scripture. Read Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 12. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, and who have fallen away, to be brought back to repentance. To their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. Land that drinks in the rain often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed, receives the blessing of God. But land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are convinced of better things in your case, the things that have to do with salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, so that what you hope for may be fully realized. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Reflect. When you think back to your childhood, was there some element of pampering and, at the same time, some element of scolding? Today's passage is a challenging one, and there is no clear consensus on how it should be interpreted. Verses 4 through 8 can be seen as an admonishment. The passage appears as a message of hopelessness for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God. But as verse 6 says, they have fallen away. The indisputable terms used by the writer are shocking and are intended to highlight the gravity of the fall. The fallen ones cannot be brought back to repentance. They are crucifying the Son of God all over again. It is perhaps that their hearts have become too hard to repent. Does the next section appear to be a soothing balm upon the severity of the statements above? The writer expresses his conviction about those who remain faithful. He encourages them and comments on the better things in their case. Their deeds of kindness, done out of love, will not be forgotten by God. At the same time, we cannot be complacent. As is said in verses 11 and 12, show diligence to the very end. Imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit what has been promised. Apply. Do you sometimes become discouraged in your Christian walk? Where do you find the impetus to continue on with faith and patience? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, help me be diligent in the faith that has saved me, humbled that you see and you remember my good deeds toward others. Please help me never to give up, but always be ready to act with faith and patience.